Welcome back to The Daily Bark, your go-to podcast for everything about dogs, their history, personality, care, and what makes each breed so special. Today, we'll dive into a dog that looks like a cross between a lion and a teddy bear, the majestic Chow Chow. The Chow Chow is one of the world's oldest dog breeds, with origins tracing back more than 2,000 years to northern China. They were bred as multi-purpose dogs, hunters, guardians, and even companions to nobility. In fact, they were so highly regarded that Chinese emperors once kept large kennels filled with Chow Chows. Their dignified presence and unique appearance made them symbols of power and prestige. So, what makes the Chow Chow stand out? First, their lion-like mane, a thick ruff of fur around their neck that gives them an almost regal look. Then, of course, there's their famous blue-black tongue, a feature unique to this breed and one that instantly sets them apart from others. Combine that with their deep-set eyes and sturdy build, and you have a dog that looks both mysterious and commanding. But it's not just their looks that make them fascinating. The Chow Chow has a personality unlike many other breeds. They are often described as dignified, independent, and loyal. In many ways, they're more like cats than dogs. They're selective with their affection, not overly needy, and tend to form very strong bonds with just one or two people. When a Chow Chow chooses you as their person, you can expect unwavering loyalty and protection. Because of this protective instinct, socialization and training from a young age are crucial. Chow Chows can be aloof or wary of strangers, but with proper exposure, they become calm, confident dogs that know when to be protective and when to relax. In terms of exercise, the Chow Chow is not a high-energy breed like a Border Collie or Dalmatian. They prefer moderate walks and daily routines, but they're not built for intense physical activity or extreme heat. In fact, because of their thick double coats, they thrive in cooler climates and can easily overheat in hot weather. Owners need to be mindful of this and schedule exercise in the mornings or evenings during summer. When it comes to grooming, the Chow Chow is a commitment. Their dense fur requires regular brushing, at least 2 to 3 times a week, and daily during shedding seasons. Without it, their coats can mat and trap dirt. Grooming also gives you the chance to check for skin issues, which are common due to their thick coats. Health-wise, Chow Chows are generally robust, but like many purebred dogs, they're prone to certain conditions. Hip dysplasia and entropion, a condition where the eyelid rolls inward, are two issues to watch out for. Regular vet visits and a healthy diet go a long way toward keeping them in good shape. Now, let's talk about living with a Chow Chow. They're not the kind of dog who constantly craves attention. Instead, they're content just being near their people. They may follow you from room to room, sit at your feet, or simply keep watch nearby. It's a quiet kind of companionship that many Chow Chow owners find deeply comforting. To sum it up, the Chow Chow is a breed for people who respect independence, want a loyal protector, and are willing to invest time in grooming and training. They're not for everyone, but for the right family, they're an extraordinary companion. Majestic, dignified, and utterly unforgettable. That wraps up today's episode of The Daily Bark. If you've ever been enchanted by a Chow Chow, you know their lion-like beauty is just the beginning. Their heart, loyalty, and presence make them a true treasure in the dog world. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back soon with another amazing breed.